There's no opportunity for us to grow. And parking is a real issue for us. The other thing that we are really noticing within our facility is the increase of people wanting meeting space, whether it be for tutoring, whether it be for remote office workers, social services. We've had individuals that are coming into town and they're interviewing individuals. They need a space where they can do that collaboration because this just doesn't exist in the area that's publicly available. So we're seeing a nice increase there. And, you know, as Harry pointed out with the smartphone, you know, you'd be amazed how many times you actually need a printed document to submit. And we've noticed a sharp increase in photocopying lately. We do about 6,000 sheets a month. People just walking in the door saying, I need a photocopy of this. I need to fax this document. You know, I've got an item on my smartphone here. Can you print it up for me? And that's where we're seeing a transition to more of those business service, basic services people do not have access to in their home.
I'll think of that next time my printer jams.
Exactly.
We even have a library full of attorneys now, utilizing the free services at the library. Harry just started a trend. So the discussion and the request is to reestablish the Library District Board. Taney Hills Community Library is willing to pay for the tax to be put on the ballot.
Correct.
I understand Harry's point in, excuse me, Mr. Styron's point in let the voters decide. If this were Taney County dollars being used to re-put this on the ballot, I think they spoke pretty clearly and loudly in 2013 after receiving the, not a single district in the entire county voted in favor of it. So it would be hard for me to put county dollars towards putting it back on the ballot. That being said, if the library is willing to do it and willing to pay for it, I'm less reserved in reestablishing the board. I don't know what the other two think.
And you know, after the board is established, after it's voted in to create the district, you have 5 years to get it.
To actually put it on the ballot and get it passed.
To get it approved.
Right.
And that's what happened before. The tax wasn't approved and the board went away, dissolved by operation of law.
And what is your projected date if a board is appointed to have it, that will come back to the commission? What is your projected date to when they would want to put it on the ballot?
We are looking at April 2023, but we do not want to make that a hard and fast date.
There were another major issue at that time.
That looks like an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. For a school board election, they're every other year.
I think so. I think that's what we were told. We were unaware of any other tax-related items that may be on the ballot for that date.
Oh, I'm sure there's an entity out there that'll surprise you.
Yeah, that could be.
I don't know if the laws change on the school board if they don't have any candidates that run against them, then they don't have to put it on the ballot. I don't know if that's...
I haven't heard of that applied to school boards.
A school board.
But they, I don't know why they wouldn't want the benefit of that to save money.
I knew it had been up a time or two. I didn't know if it had changed or not. But that is the municipal election, anyway, yeah. April. So you're wanting a district established as soon as possible is what I'm getting then.
Yes, and you have 60 days once you approve this to select the candidates for the board. They need to submit their application and then you make the decision.
So once we say we're going to reestablish a board, we have 60 days to actually appoint the board?
Correct.
Or we have 60 days to receive applicants for the board?
I think it's 60
days. The way I read it was 60 days to appoint the board.
Yeah.
You have a bunch of candidates already?
We do, and you have been presented with that list of candidates, and of course, anyone else can also apply once you post it out to the website.
It would be on the, it'd be put on our website and
yep.
Everyone would apply then.
They would just need to be,
just need to be residents of what we expect.
And when they applied, they would, that would be on the application.
Would those individuals automatically be on the board after the tax is passed, or is it a separate board once the tax is passed?
They would remain on for their term.
And we would have to appoint them, whether it be for 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year right. term.
Yeah, I think I was initially appointed for a 2 year term, maybe, but it's possibly a 1 year term.
Why your name's not on the list, and if it was a 2 year, then it was a...
No, I declined.
Oh, you did?
I was
going to say, it's a puzzle to me that your name's not on here if you were on that board.
Yeah. Well, I said I would rather provide legal services than...
Okay. I was a little confusing there.
Which has worked out really well.
Yeah, which I'm donating until there's some money.
Actually, Harry's the one who turned us on to the market research firm that we've been using throughout this whole project to help refine our messaging. And gosh, that was at a party 4 years ago.
Well, I hope you're giving him a membership to the library.
Yeah.
I can't afford it.
Yeah.
$5.
Oh, I know.
And your wife is.
And you can make your copies there.
But I'm gathering that it'll be considerably higher than that. Once, if it is elected to be an R4 and an R...
If there is no tax approved, mm-hmm. I'm not sure Taney Hills Library can continue.
No, what I was going to... I didn't... If it is put on the ballot and the people in R4 and R5 choose to have the library, then those outside of that district... What I'm gathering is that membership will go up considerably.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What I was reading into that.
Yeah,
sure. I've never heard of county commissioners getting behind a property tax levy publicly, but it would be wonderful to for us to go to the voters with the support of some elected officials.
I don't think we can go to the voters in support or non-support of any.
Well, you have some restrictions on what you can do legally, but to at least act like you're not opposed to it.
I said I'm less reserved.
What?
I said I'm less reserved.
Yes, to be less reserved in your neutrality.
We ready to do something here?
I think we need to speak with Mr. Elliott before we make any establishments. Do you agree or disagree with that, Ms. Wyman?
Most certainly. I have not talked to our counselor at all on this.
And what would be the reason for that?
You have your counsel, we have ours. We would make sure that everything that Mr. Steiner has presented is 100% accurate and not.
I don't doubt
could not
that.
Be construed in I don't doubt anything that you said. But you understand.
Travis and I don't agree on anything.
You agree on all kinds of stuff.
No, we do. We generally get along.
So what's the next step then? You will speak to Elliott, and then
we'll present to Mr. Elliott, and he'll give us any things to look at, things to think about, any objections or any non-objections, and then we can make a decision based on that as to if we want to do it or not.
We would send him the statute that it's going to be established under.
Oh, okay.
And it's a sub-district.
And I would assume if he has any questions, he'd be able to reach out to Mr.
Sure.
Simon.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We should be able to get that from him right away.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Mr. Simon, thank you for sharing your history of the library. That was very informative.
Insurance discussion.
Morning.
Of our discussions from last week, we had, if you'll recall, a couple of suitors on the medical insurance, and I was asked, coming out of our last discussion, to go back to United and ask for a rate cap similar to what has been offered and put on the table to Cox, and I was asked to go back to Cox and ask them to relook at their offer to determine whether or not they could adjust it or not. So, on the left-hand side of your packet is the response from United. They, unfortunately, are not able, willing, whatever the terminology you want to use, to offer a hard rate cap. They did have included prior, and still do, a loss ratio based. Basically, they tell you up front that if your loss ratio is within certain ranges, what your renewal will be. But the reality is that that's not a hard rate cap, right? If you have a bad year, then they can charge you whatever they want next year. So that's where we're left with United. Cox Health Plans behind it. They wanted us to know that our loss ratio had increased from 97% to 108%. They do, however, because of our long-standing partnership with them, with the county, they are willing to reduce their increase that they're asking for from 10% down to 5%. And they also are willing to reduce the rate cap from 12%, which was what we were here with last week, to 10%. If your loss ratio is above 85%. They actually have a rate cap of 6% if it's below 85. But just like what I was talking about with United, what you're really looking for is that hard